when we started. You know, I was talking yesterday about when we started, what we had and then what we didn't have. And actually you realise that we have really built on it year on year almost, that we've added to the exhibition and to the tour. And yeah, I would like to think that there is something for everybody at this stage.
And the visitors to Thanet Lighthouse often visit a lot of the surrounding areas as well. They might head to Mulroy, and of course, you're also surrounded by beautiful beaches, so it's a good boost for the local economy.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the point of it really, isn't it? To be a catalyst for other things to happen in the area. That's what we've always wanted to be. It's great now that the Great Arch is open beside us as well. But certainly our guides are always sending people on to other places and to the local pubs and, you know, anything else that's happening in the area. You know, we send people out hill walking and to eco adventures and that. I just think that's really, we all need each other and it's really important that we are all working together, and I think we do quite effectively and done it all actually.
And while the figures for last year are remarkable, you're saying that's not the end of the journey. You're hoping to make it a year-round service.
Well, I mean, we are open all year round now. Last year we opened 7 days a week, and we will hope to do the same this year. But I always make the point to people that it is not about the numbers, really. We want to be a great project, not necessarily a huge one. And I think it's really important now that when we're talking about tourism, that we're trying to slow it all down. We want people to come who actually engage with the area and do take the time to go and do other things when they're here as well. It's not a tick box. So we're not obsessed by numbers in any way. We are obsessed with having a really good experience for people, though. And it's 10 years of the Great Lighthouses of Ireland now, and that has been a great it's been a great support for us, I suppose, and it's great to have that network of lighthouses around the coast. And we're all friends, so it's really great to get together. But also, there's it has been able to draw in publicity and, you know, even funding that we would never be able to do on our own. So the power of the collective has been really important. And now we're looking at the European route of lighthouses. So there's really great opportunities there for everybody. And it was a powerful conference. It was really well done. And I have to say, I'm coming home buzzing with ideas, actually, you know, so it was excellent.
And it's there's nearly an irony in the idea of different lighthouse groups coming together, because the idea of a lighthouse is that it stands out on its own. But that sense of community is very important.
Well, that's true. But I mean, it's really important that our lighthouses are really connected to the communities that they're in. And I think that we are very well connected to our community in Thanet, and we enjoy really great support from the people around us as well, from the community around us. But also as a network, I think that Great Lighthouses, you know, we all have our kind of unique product in a way. Every lighthouse has its own stories and that. And so we're all a wee bit different, but yet we can work together and help each other out and whatever, you know. It's been a really good journey.